Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
New analysis of hospital billing suggests that payment systems based on a patient's diagnosis tempt providers to make that diagnosis seem more severe so they can charge more. It's called upcoding. I'm joined by one of the authors of the study, Daniel Crespin, a health economist at RAND's Boston office with more than a decade of experience studying medical payment systems in Medicare and private markets. Thank you so much, Daniel, for joining us this morning.
Hi, Megan. Thanks for having me.
So explain in greater detail so our listeners can understand what you discovered when you started looking at medical billing from hospitals.
So to give you a little bit of background, there's been a documented increase in complex hospital stays over the last decade or so. At the same time, you know, the number of days patients are in the hospital has stayed relatively constant for many years. And so this calls into question whether patients are truly getting more complex over time or whether hospitals are doing something else that they are coding patients to look more complex in their claims data they send out for payments from government programs and from private health plans. And so what we did was to code and model, how many complex hospital stays there should be compared to what is actually found in the data. And we found that about only one third of the increase in these complex admissions could be tied to any types of changes in observed complexity and other patient characteristics. So this suggests a fair amount of that increase is potentially tied to upcoding or the hospitals adding secondary diagnosis to claims to increase payments. And this is leading to likely up to billions of dollars in extra payments that hospitals have been receiving each year.
How much of that is from private insurers and how much of that would you say is from government insurance?
It splits somewhat evenly. The biggest increase was for private health plans at about $5.5 billion extra in payments in 2019 compared to 2011, but Medicare wasn't too far behind at a little under $5 billion. And then Medicaid was less than that, but it was still about $3 to $4 billion.
Now, I'm not an attorney, but this almost sounds like fraud. Could it cross that line?
So some of it likely does cross that line. I think if we start looking at other estimates in the literature that have specifically looked at fraud, it would suggest that it is a minority of this upcoding. So potentially maybe say 10% of the increase in upcoding that we found could be tied to fraud. A lot of this is hospitals adding diagnoses that aren't clinically accurate, that they hadn't been coding in the past. And so that's, you know, behavior that we would expect from hospitals, but it's still an issue because it's raising costs for health plans and government programs. It means, you know, their estimates of how sick these populations are off and what they should cost are. And this is leading to the increased payments. And eventually that's going to trickle down to, you know, higher health plan premiums and even possibly out-of-pocket payments for patients.
We're talking with Daniel Crespin. He's a health economist at RAND, which did this study. I'm curious, you know, without talking with individual patients or looking, drilling down into those cases, how do you know what is upcoding and what is legitimate?
Well, we did not distinguish that in this study. We didn't quite have the data to do that. So if to really look at what would be a legitimate coding behavior versus fraud, which would say, you know, basically adding diagnoses that a patient doesn't have, I mean, that would require more of an audit. And the government does do that to some degree to look at medical charts and see if the codes on claims are supported by information on a patient's medical chart. And hopefully we hope that, you know, the study that we did here might help hospitals be able to do more nuanced audits, look at specific diagnoses and conditions where we found upcoding grew the most.
Did you talk with hospitals about your findings?
We have not talked to hospitals yet. So this was all a secondary data analysis. So that's something we hope we can do in the future, but it's not something we've done yet.
I guess bottom line for our listeners, what does this mean for them? What does it mean for patients going through this process?
I think for patients, it is a little bit limited, you know, what they could do here, for example. Because most of these payments are coming from health plans and from government programs. But I think it is, you know, it's good for, I think, the general public to understand this because it is always going to trickle down to higher health plan premiums as hospital costs grow over time.
Have you had any response yet from health plans and health insurers?
We have not heard from them. The paper just came out on Tuesday, so I think we're going to wait a little bit of time to see if we get a response from them. You know, I think this is it's something they're going to want to pay attention to take, you know, more scrutiny as they provide oversight for their medical payments.
And I guess my last question would be for you, you know, what questions are still unanswered for you? Maybe what's the next step in your research on this topic?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, I mean, definitely we've talked about, we didn't distinguish here between, you know, what's fraud and what is legal, but adding to cost. So that's definitely a next step to better drill down into that and to see if some of the increases are tied to fraud, because that would affect what the policy implications are. And then also just looking more at the specific types of hospitals that are upcoding the most. So in particular, we're interested in high-priced hospitals, where the incentive to upcode might be greater because they're receiving higher payments.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.